Ohio Brett live in Miami at Trump Doral for Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And many of you know we completed that journey to all 50 states in 12 months to encourage, recruit, and blow that whistle for Team Jesus Christ. And on my show, we bring guests into that locker room. And I know you're ready. You've got your ankles taped, you're stretched. Please welcome Nick. Welcome Brett, to the locker room.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
You
I'm
got
excited
it.
To be here.
Well, it's exciting here in Miami, and I tell you what, we have some truth to get shared. What is your message for the locker room?
Well, we got a lot of things going on. For those who don't know me, I took on Disney. They were pretty early to the mandates. So I wrote an open letter to Disney, and I got a website called goofyvaccine.com. Mm-hmm. As a result of special legislation the governor did, we stopped the mandates, but they left it wide open for discrimination.
Sure.
So we have a lawsuit right now where we're suing with attorney Rachel Rodriguez and attorney Carol Sanders. We're also in talks with Tom Renz to help support, but those complaints are already filed.
Sure.
And we're going forward to hold them accountable.
Beautiful.
I've gotten involved with the governor. I've been with him on Laura Ingraham. I've spoke with him at press conferences dealing with Disney when he took this Reedy Creek away from them, and that ongoing, because I support what he's done, and I support the fact that somebody's holding Disney accountable. You know, when they went against parental rights and education,
yes,
bill, which is pre-K to third grade, they set the stage to tell the whole world that sexualizing kids, little kids, was okay.
Mm.
And now we're seeing crazy things that are resulting as a result of that, because Disney's the number one child entertainer in the world.
Yes.
And if Disney takes that stance, it's a slippery slope down the way. So we've been fighting the wokeness and trying to bring awareness and encourage people to take a stand. As well as now we have medical freedom bills that we've just here in Florida. You know, Florida, everybody looks at it as one of the freest states in the country, and we've been very blessed.
Right.
We have, the governor's done amazing work on a lot of areas. But unfortunately, like my friend Patty Myers here, she lost her husband to the hospital protocols in the state of Florida. I have another friend that was denied a kidney transplant because he didn't get his vaccination. Mm. Even after they knew how bad it was.
Yes.
So we had a robust bill. There was a bill called SB 222 that was filed already. We had sponsors and co-sponsors. It was going to protect everybody with freedom of choice,
yes,
against vaccination,
yes,
and treatment. But somehow there was another competing bill that was SB 252 that got in there. And that was the one that the governor supported and that he's eventually signed now. And it's full of holes, right?
Yes.
There's so many things in there that are poison,
right,
pills, and it's amazing,
wow,
that that's been allowed to go on.
Well, Nick, I tell you, the wicked will flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Are you bold as a lion? It sounds to me like Nick is being bold as a lion in Orlando and around the world. Nick, how can our audience follow you and support you?
Well, our lawsuit needs some help. We need some finances. It's a big deal, and we could send a strong message to the whole country.
Yes.
If you go to goofyvaccine.com, right on the landing page is going to be a link to the trust with,
okay,
Rachel Rodriguez, our attorney. Just market Disney. Anything will help. And I just encourage everybody, especially pastors out there,
yes,
get in the fight. They're coming for the kids. It's time to do something and stop putting your head in the sand.
Well, I sense an Ohio Brett and Friends event in Orlando where Nick and I can light them up, and maybe some of those hireling pastors will get off the bench and into the game. Nick,
amen,
thanks for coming into the locker room.
All right, Brett, thank
God
you.
Bless you, and thanks for watching Brighteon.tv.